Then I want to take you to the 76 World Series, because then this becomes a back-to-back World Series, the only time happened for the Cincinnati Reds. This was a head-to-head matchup with the New York Yankees and catcher Thurman Munson. We can point out immediately, Munson batted 529, you batted 533, you were awarded the World Series Most Valuable Player Award, and the Reds swept the Yankees in four games. Did you feel this between you and Munson, that this was a big deal between the catchers?
No. Thurman was one of the great, great, great guys. The first time we met him, it was just like, he was just, man, you're doing such a great job, and you're this, and you're that, and don't you just love it, and everything else? I mean, it was immediate. It was immediate friendship, and it was immediate respect. We were totally two different types of players, but we were totally two catchers, so we had a bond. Almost all catchers have a bond. They respect each other for what they're doing, what they're having to go through on a day-to-day basis. Thurman just kept hitting and hitting and hitting, and I got hot during the playoffs in the World Series. I wasn't using my hands and getting started enough, and I created a way of pointing the bat and bringing it back. I got a rhythm and timing, and it was just a great World Series. To get back-to-back World Series was just, wow, it just amplified the big red machine. And then, of course, free agency comes along, and it changes.
In that series, you hit your first home run in a World Series to give the Reds a 3-1 lead, but they never relinquished in that game. And then you later added to that with a 3-run shot in the ninth, and then that earned you the Series Most Valuable Player Award. So that's pretty heady stuff. In 76, you're 28 years old. You're having fun, aren't you?
Well, it's what you play for. Ted Marchabrota asked me one time on a plane, says, why are you guys so successful? I said, we have black leadership, we have white leadership, and we have Spanish leadership. And we don't know what color each other are. There was not an issue. We led the way, and people had to follow. What we did, everybody else had to do. And that's the example. A successful person. A leader is a person that is on time. A leader is a person that does his job. Everything you do. And we had Tony and Joe and myself and Pete and we had the other players. They were just as focused as we were, and nobody was going to change that. We made a couple of bad trades for people. I say people, not necessarily players. It was designed for their ability to trade them, but they didn't make it. They didn't make it in our clubhouse. They didn't fit. They were a little bit disruptive by their antics or whatever, and they would be gone because it wasn't allowed. We played the game every day. You get into the seventh inning, we might be behind. These guys knew we were in trouble. Like we came behind like 57 times. You just couldn't beat us. We were just too good.